The program you are about to hear is intended for an adult audience. It may contain language or opinions that could be offensive to some listeners.
Guys!
Oh!
Get you!
Oh, Jesus! No!
You done fucked up.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the 2 Cent Show. I'm your host, Duke Griffin. This is my host here, Jibba Fox.
Sorry, Zayla. It's a little tired.
Yeah. By the way, in case you didn't notice it, it is hat day.
It is hat day here on the 2 Cent Show, so if you have a hat, put it on.
I bet Von, did you bring a hat? I bet...
Oh,
well, never mind then. I guess he did, didn't he? Didn't stump him on that one. It is August 28th, 2010, in case I didn't mention that before. I can't remember if I did. Good to have you here, show. I apologize in advance for my voice is a little messed up. I've had a cold for a while. And it came down into my face. And then it went in here. And it said, ooh, vocal cords. Ow. We want to nom nom nom. And then I fell over. I died for several days. He brought over this wonderful contingent of voodoo priests back from his native homeland. And they shook, like, you know, rattles and chicken bones and shit. And after a little while, I woke back up. I smelled bad.
Yes, you did.
I smelled like the dead.
But he has a plague.
Yeah. Yeah, so... But I'm back on it now. And I'm feeling a little bit better.
Oh, you should have heard him the other day.
Oh, God.
He was trying to be like...
Blah, 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 blah. I couldn't even talk. They loved it here.
It was so funny. It was so great because he wouldn't wake up and force booze down my throat because he was dead. He couldn't talk.
Well, they kept coming to my room. It's like, hey, two, fuck you. And I'd be like... I couldn't talk. So, you know, sounded like... You know, Jabba the Hutt choking on a fucking cat is what I sounded like.
Well, didn't he choke once in the thing and they had to...
I think he did. So.
Let's go.
Let's go. Don't forget, Antheria.
Yes.
Antheria will be happening October 1st through the 3rd.
1st through the 3rd.
Yes. And if you haven't signed up for that, please... Go to www.antheria.org and sign up for that.
Wait, no, it was...
Antheria.org.
I'm having a hard time doing that right now. So.
No, he gave me the plague, too. I'm just getting over it.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Sorry.
Nasty bitch.
I'm sorry. So, yes, I will be at Euroference. For all you going to Euroference, I will be there this... Is it next weekend? It is next weekend.
Yes, next week.
Next weekend, I will be at Euroference. I have a show there to do and a bunch of other cool stuff, so that'll be fun.
There
got a
will
bunch
be
of
no show next week.
There will be no show next week because of that. And don't forget, I have a comedy store. What?
Your voice.
My voice is just fucking... Don't forget, I have a comedy store performance in Hollywood. There are still tickets available for that. If you're interested in that, write to me, too, at rantingdrashgriffin.com. And we'll hook you up. You know, I have a little interesting thing. You know, of course, BP got their well.
Yeah.
Finally closed down. And this is good.
Very good.
And they finally shut it off the point. They can't even open it if they wanted to right now. But, just as a little thing, now that they've calculated all this, here are all of the things, in case you're curious, how much money they lost and spent... You know, lost on the oil and spent to get it fixed.
Rather than just turning it off. Yep.
Here are all the things BP could buy with the money lost in the oil spill. Okay? 10 years of clean water for each of the 884 million people in the world without access to it. Plus, this is not or, this is plus. Plus, a new home to replace each of the 275,000 lost in Hurricane Katrina. Plus, an ice cream sandwich for everyone on Earth. Plus, Yahoo Incorporated. Plus, a 2010 Toyota Prius for each of BP's 92,000 employees. Plus, a copy of Shit My Dad Does for every user on Twitter. Plus, Twitter. Plus, a small island in the Bahamas. There's a small island for sale for they could have bought it. Plus, a pogo stick for every elementary school kid in the United States. Plus, a 3-pack of condoms for every teenager in the United States. Plus, an iPad for every college student in the United States. Plus, a trip to outer space for every U.S. senator. They didn't mention a return trip. They just, you know, they can send them out there, getting them back. Who knows? Plus, a year's sponsorship for 1 million needy kids at Children's International. Plus, a T-shirt for every person in America. Plus, a second T-shirt for every person in Idaho. And that's all of the things that they could have bought with the money, the oil lost, and the money they spent to fix it. They could have bought all that. What corporation needs that much money? I mean...
Me?
Well, other than us, we do need that much
money.
We
need that much money.
We need it.
It's
we
don't not a, just it's not want a want. It.
No.
It's a need.
This isn't a want. We need it. We need that money. Or the good Lord is going to take us home. Yeah, maybe we should... Remember when he did that? Maybe we should try it. We've talked. We've spoken with the Lord.
Yes. Yes.
And if we don't receive however much money this is by the end of September, the good Lord's going to take us home.
Take us home.
Yep.
Yep.
And there will be no more 2 cents. Or me or him. That'll be it. Empty stage. Right here without
turn it on. Just like at the beginning when we were here, it'll look just like that.
Yep. So, please.
All this money by the end of September.
Yep.
Otherwise, we won't be here.
We got to have it. We have to have
it. It's a need. That's a lot of fucking money.
That's a whole lot of fucking money. That's a... I mean... Couldn't have spared, you know, just a million for me. A million for me. Just a million. That would have been great. Just a million for me. That would have been awesome.
I'm just thinking.
What?
They could have given everyone in the United States money.
Oh, big time. Well, they could have given everyone in the world an ice cream sandwich. Who doesn't like ice cream sandwiches? I want an ice cream sandwich from BP.
Wait, how many people in the world do we have?
It's getting on 7-point-something billion now, isn't it?
And how much ice cream sandwiches nowadays?
About 50, 75 cents. They had the money to
do
it.
So that's $3 billion right there.
Right there.
I'm going to drink to this. $3 billion. Give it to us.
Yeah, we need it. Or else we will sue. Buddha sue.
Buddha sue.
Zambuka Buddha sue. Zambuka Buddha Sue. I like that. Zambuka Buddha Sue.
Zambuka Buddha Sue.
We're still, Zambuka's still saying that he's going to get us those animations. We're still waiting for him. We want your animation, Zambuka, or we will come to your house and possess your right eyeball. And we will watch you jerk off. Don't think we won't. I've done it. Insane, Zambuka Buddha Sue.
Insane too and crazy pro.
That's what I love about hats. You can.
Good day.
Good day. Good day.
You know what?
What?
How about it's like the white queen? Put the hands up here.
That's like the white gentleman or something.
The white gentleman. Well, nah.
What? What'd I do?
The black man.
Oh, yeah. Well, and then you got the 40s thug. You know?
Oh, yeah.
See? Oh, my holy God. It's time for the news!
Nah!
Government agents can sneak onto your property in the middle of the night, put a GPS device on the bottom of your car, and keep track of you everywhere you go. This doesn't violate your Fourth Amendment's rights because you do not have any reasonable expectation of privacy in your own driveway and no reasonable expectation that the government isn't tracking your movements. That is the bizarre and scary rule that now applies in California and eight other western states. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit, which covers this vast jurisdiction, recently decided the government can monitor you in this way virtually any time it wants with no need for a warrant. It's a dangerous decision, one that, as the dissenting judges warned, could turn America into the totalitarian state imagined by George Orwell. It is particularly offensive because the judges added insult to injury with some shocking class bias. The little personal privacy that still exists, the court suggested, should belong mainly to the rich. The court went on to make its second terrible decision about privacy, that once GPS devices have been planted, the government is free to use it to track people without getting a warrant. There's a major battle underway in the federal court and state courts over this issue, and the stakes are high. After all, if government agents can track people with secretly planted GPS devices virtually anytime they want, without having to go to a court for a warrant, we are one step closer to classic police state, with technology taking the role of the KGB or East German Stasi. You know, I remember when I was a little kid, and you'd see, like, this 60s hippie dude carrying around a sign, you know, the end is nigh or some shit. Right. And they start talking to you. Man, it's the government, man. They're watching us all. They want to watch us all. They want to keep us under control. And they want to do this. They want to turn this all into a police state so they can take over. And you look at them and go, yeah.
Whatever.
Smoke some more. Take your pills. Whatever. You know, lately, I'm starting to think that dude was right. Maybe he just saw it before we did because this...
Well, they've been doing that for years.
Yeah, but that's out of control, man. I mean, the fact that first of all, you don't have any reason to suspect privacy in your driveway, so it's legal for them to plant a device on anybody's car without a warrant. Can I say, is there a reasonable expectation of privacy in the police station parking lot? Could I go plant a GPS on their police cars? They are public property.
Yeah.
I guarantee you I should be able to, but they wouldn't let me.
Well,
I wouldn't win that.
Well, even with that, them doing that gives a lot of stuff too. If I wanted to stalk you, I could go and plant a GPS under your car.
Exactly,
and it will work the same way.
Exactly,
and I bet you that's what they're gonna use to fight against that. It's saying
I hope somebody fights against that because that can't stick. Because somebody, some crazy idiot, could get a GPS, stick it under your car, track you around. And the fact that they went even further and said, okay, but if you have, you know, some kind of privacy fence or you're living in a gated community, then you do have the expectation of privacy, which that's rich people.
Well, which all the things, plus even what's going to happen is people are going to start putting fences up everywhere.
Yeah, more fences if they can afford them.
Please, I'll get out there. I'll go chop down trees in the neighborhood and chop them up and just stick them in the driveway.
Toast over there actually works for a company that makes gates. For that very purpose, and I'd be curious, Bun, has sales been going up?
Yeah, they have. dude, it's
and two, and number two, how affordable are these gates? I'm personally curious at this point.
Well, just for the motor, it's like $2,000-$3,000.
Oh, never mind.
Well, no, we get the money by in September. We'll be good.
Yep.
God, give us money.
We need money for a privacy fence so the government won't track us.
We need money.
We'll give you some.
We'll give you some. We.
Bullshit.
We.
Send it to Bunny.
Nah.
Well, no, send it to him because we'll just eat him.
Yeah, we'll eat him and take the money.
Yeah.
Atlanta. According to attorney Thomas Jones, a 4-year-old Chase Delshawn Jones was staying with his grandmother, Carmen Jones, and another family member at the Wyndham Garden Hotel in Atlanta on July 31st. I've been to that hotel. Ms. Jones said their family made the hotel reservations with plans to visit the Georgia Aquarium the next day. After spending the night, the family's attorney said the boy's grandmother woke up and called the front desk because it appeared her room had not been cleaned. While she was in the bathroom, she says that she heard another member of her family scream. Mrs. Jones' attorney says She ran out of the restroom to see her grandson with a used condom in his mouth, and he was attempting to blow it up. According to Mrs. Jones' attorney, the condom had semen inside it, and the boy found it in the sheets of the bed. He had his tongue in it, Mrs. Jones said. In a statement released by her attorney, I immediately took it out of his mouth. The family's attorney says the hotel manager came to the room and took possession of the condom, citing company policy. Jones had requested to keep it so it could be tested, but the manager said no, the attorney said. The boy's family says they took him to a family doctor and later to a hospital for treatment. They say he has developed sores on his mouth following the incident, and he has had a series of tests. The boy has been confirmed diagnosis with herpes. These folks are getting paid. These folks are getting paid. That's how you get paid, right there. And they didn't have to. Nobody got hurt. Well,
a little kid, boy.
Nah, it's no. Who cares? Nobody really got. No real person got hurt. Just a kid, you know, a child. Gives a fuck. So, you know, that's all you got to do. Make sure you get in a dirty room. Let the kids wander around. Find condoms. Find urine. Whatever. Lick it up. Get them sick. Kids bounce right back. They're made out of rubber.
So, what is company policy to the point where they couldn't give back the condom?
That is, I'm sure, going to be at the trial. Yeah, company policy says we have to take the evidence, ma'am. Probably that's what it was.
Which, to me, I mean, it's one of those things where they're going to get paid.
No, they're going to get paid, yeah.
But there's also a slight chance that they won't.
You think not?
I think that there's a slight chance they won't simply because of the fact that he has the condom, and they don't know what happened in those little.
Yeah, they could possibly make it their point that, well, the child found a used condom in a room we didn't clean, but we didn't shove it in his mouth. He decided to put it in his mouth. Maybe the kid likes cock. We don't know. Maybe he's a fag. Let him go suck some more condoms. Not our fault.
Well, I'm only looking at when they did the test. Now he has herpes.
Yeah.
They're going to ask when's the last time he was tested for herpes.
Yeah, that's true.
And they I know they're going to use the fact that we don't know when he got it.
The 7-year-old boy could have had herpes a long time at this point. That's possibly true. They'll fight it. I know they will.
Right. But this Atlanta family.
Yeah.
You have till the end of September to get your inheritance and send it to us.
Oh, missed. Shit.
You suck.
I suck today. Next story. A middle-aged woman caught on camera dumping a cat into a wheelie bin is being offered. It's a dumpster in Europe.
Oh.
It's just a dumpster. Being offered police protection as thousands join a Facebook group protesting against her actions. PCSOs are on duty outside the woman's home to ensure public order is maintained after she was filmed stroking a tabby cat along a suburban street. The woman, a bank worker from Rugby, who interviewed by police, is then seen grabbing the cat, called Lolita, by the scruff of her neck and throwing her into the wheelie bin before slamming the lid shut. The woman then casually walks away. The cat was found by its owner 15 hours later. It was fine. The 4-year-old rescue cat was trapped in the bin for 15 hours before owners found her the next day. Yeah. That now. I know. But what gets me about this story is that there are now thousands of people. They're having to give her police protection. There are thousands of people calling for this woman's blood. It's a fucking cat. Get over it. I know there's a lot of cat people out there, but get the fuck out. The cat's head worse from falling downstairs on its own. She didn't even kill the cat. She just went, dumped it in the bin. Who gives a shit? It's a cat. I mean, people will call for somebody's blood if they do this, but they don't have a problem if, you know, say, a police officer goes out and unjustly manages to beat the hell out of somebody that doesn't have a gun and kill them. No, nobody calls for their blood. Did you?
I laughed so hard my nose is bleeding.
Speaking of blood, did you laugh yourself into a bloody nose?
I laughed myself into a bloody nose.
Oh my God, you did.
I'm going to take a break. I'll be back.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Oh God, he did. He laughed himself into a bloody nose. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we have officially made Jibba laugh until he bled. I am thoroughly impressed with myself. You have to bleed for your art, folks. And, you know, I think we should give him credit for that. I really do. Either that or God's trying to kill him with a brain tumor right now. I have no idea. Maybe he's getting an aneurysm.
How many drinks is that?
That's how many drinks? I don't know how many drinks he's had. Oh, how many drinks? Yeah. Jibba, how many drinks is it when you start bleeding?
Death.
Death? He says death. If he starts bleeding, then you just have to, you got to go back to the store. You ain't going to get enough. Let's see here.
Can't do the door, too.
Well, we could. You just got to keep that rag around.
Okay.
Are you going to be okay? Okay, next story. If you're the parent of a Christian teenager, Kinda Creasy Dean has this warning. Your child is following a mutant form of Christianity, and you may be responsible. Dean says more American teenagers are embracing what she calls moralistic therapeutic deism. Translation, it's a watered-down faith that portrays God as a divine therapist whose chief goal is to boost people's self-esteem. Dean is a minister, a professor at Princeton Theological Seminary, and the author of Almost Christian, a new book that argues that parents and pastors are unwittingly passing this self-serving strain of Christianity. She says this imposter faith is one reason teenagers abandon churches. Many teenagers thought that God simply wanted them to feel good and do good. Others practice the gospel of niceness, where faith is simply doing good and not ruffling feathers. The Christian call to take risks, witness, and sacrifice for others is muted, she says. If teenagers lack an articulate faith, it may be because the faith we show them is too spineless to merit much in the way of conversation, wrote Dean, a professor of youth and church culture in Princeton Theological Seminary. You know, please, somebody, find this woman and show her this video. Because I just have to say, you crazy, over-religious cunt. Do you have no idea, do you have no concept of the fact that if you want a bastardized form of Christianity, you've been living it all your life. You don't want bastardized Christianity? You would be buried into a hole up to your fucking neck and rocks thrown at you until you died if you followed real Christianity right now. Christianity has been invented and made up for the last 1,000 years. And you're going to gripe at these kids for following a mutant form of Christianity. For God's sake, all they're doing is taking out all the bigotry that you want to preach to them and all the bullshit, and they're breaking it down to God wants us to be good to each other. And that's not good enough for you. No, they got to go out and shove the shit in people's faces, or else it's not Christianity. You know what? If it were actual Christianity, you know, me as a man, I could hunt you down and probably cut your head off, and it'd be all groovy. So, you know, just keep that in mind, all right, that you are also following your own bastardized form of Christianity. You just happen to like your version better, so fuck you. That's my thought.
Well, in the same respect there, as we talked about on the earlier show before, the Bible has changed over the years, so has Christianity, to incorporate all the new ideas that go on. Because if you look at the earlier versions, women were supposed to slave to their husbands. And if they did something wrong, the husband could kill them and go on about the next one. And that's actually true.
That's still in the Bible. We just don't follow that anymore.
Right. And then now it's been edited to say, women, honor thy husband.
Honor thy husband, yes.
And they take that as, oh, well, I love you and go.
I honor you.
But technically what it used to say was that you have to slave to him.
Yeah.
And now, and this is probably another incarnation of what people think Christianity should be, which is, I don't have a problem with that. Be good to another mankind, and that's it.
Yeah. You know, Christianity has evolved. over the years, this is probably just the next step in evolution of Christianity. And you have to realize that, you know, your parents were probably disgusted at the form of Christianity you follow, which was probably a lot lighter and less on the punishment and bigotry than theirs was.
Right.
And then, you know, you just have to realize this is where it's going. And if you don't like it, tough shit. Tough titty. Suck on a
tough
new one.
Tough titty,
said the kitty, but the milk tastes good. Yeah. Let's see what we got here. Next. I want to say next for you. What is next? I don't know. Music lovers cannot be immortalized when they die by having their ashes baked into vinyl records to leave behind for their loved ones. I already want it. A UK company called And Vinyly is offering the people a chance to press their ashes into a vinyl recording of their own voice, their favorite tunes, or their last will and testament. The company was founded by Jason Leach, co-founder of the techno group and record label Subhead in the 1990s. How does it work? The process of setting human ashes into vinyl involves a very understanding pressing plant. Naturally. Basically, the ashes must be sprinkled onto the raw piece of vinyl before it is pressed by the plates. This means that when the plates exert their pressure onto vinyl in order to create grooves, the ashes are pressed onto the record. And Vinyly also offers personalized RIV, rest in vinyl, artwork. The simple version just carries your name and your lifespan, or you can have a portrait painted by the artist James Haig, using your ashes mixed into the paint. The basic package costs £2,000 and comprises of the standard artwork along with up to 30 ash flecked discs with whatever sound you choose, lasting a maximum of 24 minutes. I see nothing wrong with that.
I
think that's
kind of
groovy.
Either.
I would have, you know, I would put on my record, I put some of my favorite songs, probably one track of me saying something, maybe one of my rants. I put a rant, and then some of my favorite tunes, maybe a message to all my friends and family.
Yeah.
And leave it at that.
That's what the same thing I would do.
I would do it. That's
kind of neat.
That's kind of, I think that's groovy.
So when I kill over up here from this nosebleed, you know what?
We'll put them right on a record. It'll all be house dance. I know it will be. And instead of, you know, the voice recording, we'll just have, you know, 10-minute track of Jibba Vuvuzela that you did.
Oh, yes.
To remember you by. That'll be awesome.
Actually, I even know one song that I'll put on there.
Yeah, what?
It's called Come Sweet Death, which is weird.
Huh.
By Richard Wagner. Sweet Death, one of my favorite songs.
I think I might put Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
On mine. That would be a good one. Pardon me.
Ooh, we're just having all... He's sick, out of my throat's hurting, I'm bleeding.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't do this.
We can do this.
We can't do this.
You just gotta contain. It's okay, the one... Don't look behind you. It's Gordo's.
Now, but I might as well just shove this whole thing up my nose.
Now, these ones this week, I got to be honest. People just were not dying funny this week. Not a whole lot.
Thank you, people.
Not
Thank
a whole
you,
lot.
World.
You need to get on the ball.
No. Not, well, yes. Later on.
Start killing yourself a little better because this ain't cool. We got to have some comedy up here.
I don't believe it's bad enough. I'm up here bleeding.
Jibba. In Los Angeles. Jibba Fox Canubis died while doing a live show. No. In New York, a woman who was in a hospital because her pregnancy was having trouble was giving a feeding substance designed to turn into a kind of nutrient-rich paste when it hits your stomach and keep you alive. Unfortunately, the nurse injected it into her veins by mistake, turning her blood into concrete until she was dead.
I wonder how that felt.
I don't wonder how that felt. That couldn't have been good.
Well,
man. Probably slowed her down for a little while.
Yeah. Well, she probably knew what was going on. Like, what the fuck?
I don't feel so. Yeah, that's probably what happened. I know.
That's a sad way to go.
That's a really sad way to go.
I mean, you had the, you know those MRI things where they shoot the UV stuff in there and it burns as it goes through the veins. Think about that, but feel it turning into concrete.
That's
I'm trying not to laugh, so I have to.
That's actually kind of horrifying. I don't know if I'd want.
I'm going to do that to you.
No. Fuck you.
Whenever I want him to die.
Fuck you.
Well, no. Well, I'm going to do that to you, and all you have to do is make me laugh.
No.
Will you put your bottom lip back in?
Fuck you. Damn kids, get off my fucking lawn. What are you doing on my fucking lawn?
I don't know how I became a mix of redneck old man and British guy, but I did. These things happen to my face.
I can't laugh. I want to laugh.
In North Carolina, police were called in to investigate a foul old odor that residents near a funeral home had been reporting. While investigating the funeral home, they found that no real crime had been committed. The funeral director had simply forgotten to take the last corpse he picked up out of the hearse 9 days earlier.
Oh, my God.
9 days in, like, 100-degree heat. So some poor family out there is burying some meat. It's not even a dude anymore. It's meat now. We commit this sausage to the earth. You know, that's all that's left. That's all that's freaking left, man. Don't die. Don't start gushing on me again.
I'm trying.
No more aneurysms. In Australia, a man who got really pissed off at his girlfriend decided to offer her some freshly made piping hot stew. All over her body! The woman did not die, but the boyfriend wouldn't allow her to go to the hospital until the burn injuries started smelling like dead cats. So, she didn't die, but that's still kind of gory. So I think it counts.
I can't laugh.
Well, you can laugh.
No,
go ahead.
I can't. No, don't touch
it. It's okay.
No.
Bleed. Bleed a little. Go ahead and bleed. It's okay to bleed. Women do it all the time.
Oh, that's nasty.
It's like I have gears in my nose. It's going to happen once a month now.
Yeah, well, that's right. Ooh. Have to time the 2 cent show around your monthly periods there. In Florida, in an act of justifiable self-vengeance, a woman who had just been drugged into an alley and raped by a psychotic douchebag made it back to her car, and as she was fleeing the scene, spotted the man on the street and plowed him down with the vehicle until he was dead. The only problem was, it was just a random dude who looked like her rapist. The woman is now in jail for murder. Wrong guy, bitch! We don't all look the same. Did he look like me?
Do I look like a rapist to you?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
I know. Some guy just walking across the street. Oh, why? Why? Oh, why? Why?
I wonder what
I don't know.
I wonder if the dude who raped her was like right behind the dude that she hit.
I don't know. Might have been.
And it was like, whew, Josh, like, pulling on that one.
Damn. Finally, in South Carolina, the legend of a mysterious ghost train is what drew a young man to a remote section of tracks in the middle of the night. In order to see the train, the legend has it.
Oh my God, I know where this is going.
You have to walk along the tracks in a certain place and you will see a light of the ghost train coming towards you. Unfortunately, the legend says nothing about paying attention to the tracks behind you, which is the direction the real train came from, and splattered him until he was train food and dead. I can imagine saying, I can hear it. I can hear the ghost train. Wow, I just thought it was a legend. Done.
You know,
train food.
That to be a legend, it has to happen quite often.
Well, I'm sure this is just going to lend some. I mean, if there's a death over it, now it's really going to get out.
But I bet you it's happened before.
It might have. Might just been somebody's joke.
Well, because somebody says you have to walk on the tracks.
You got to get really stoned and then stand on the tracks until you see a train. But you can't move.
Because
it's not a real train.
Ooh.
That's like a stupidity virus, you know? It's like people go out and get hit by the train. We got to take a break. And we will be coming back. We have no White Queens this month.
No
this
White week. Queens? Well, let's do it.
No, no White Queens. We will be back, though, after the break. Take care.
Take care of my nose.
Hello again, everyone. It's another week, and I'm Witchy Bunny here with my top frags for the week. We're starting off today with a player who gets an accidental double kill. Now, how does one get an accidental double kill? I honestly have no idea.
But St. Peter said I wasn't late. I was just
2004, a year some baseball team did something or other, won something. I don't know. But this scout gets the achievement a year to remember with a taunt kill. Man, pyros really do have the worst luck, don't they?
And I'll believe them when my eyes are on.
Of course, running away from the minigun wielding heavy helps too.
Goes back to feeling dull. I feel like I'm hungover from cheap wine. I'm just glad I didn't break my spine.
This next shot from Modern Warfare 2 is in the realm of fucking epic, and probably even impossible for any mortal man, woman, or furry. Wait for it. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. Story of random thrown grenade meets warthog.
Last night at the bar I learned
everybody died. The end.
Only backwards though I don't know.
Let's see. Last demo man in an arena full of blues. Nope, not turning around. Never.
Now my memory's bruised just like mine.
You know, I'm beginning to suspect some sort of conspiracy against the defense classes in my videos. This is from another one of our submitted videos, and you guys have heard me say time and time again about constant vigilance. Yeah, you're about to see another case of fail here in a second. A huge empty room. Let me not look around behind me and see if there's anyone here. Fail. For this last clip, there's really no way to describe this. It's just a cause and effect. But see if you can guess what map this is. Forget the Halo Streets Department. Where the fuck is the Halo Police? Oh, wait.
When I woke up, I saw everything. In my head, I saw your wedding ring.
That's it for this week. Many thanks to those who contributed videos this week. As always, a huge thank you to Matthew Ebel for use of his music, and a big thanks, as always, to Rant and Griffin Studios and to the 2 Cents audience. I'll see you guys next week.
Intense. All right, now, going on to step four. Four, damn it. Let's say you don't want to do the whole ventilation thing. You just want to cool off. Man, you might want to jump into a hot tub. Or not a hot tub, a cold tub. But not a bathtub. That'd be weird. You don't want your first suit in the bathtub. Your mother's going to walk in and say, hey, you're clogging the drain. Jerry's clogging the drain. You don't want to clog the drain. Then you got to call a plumber and he asks questions and you don't want to answer those fucking questions because it's embarrassing. All right? It's happened to me 3 times. I've been caught 3 times. Clogging the drain. Because I shed. It's summertime. Shut up. Let's go cool down at the beachfront. Come on. Be super cool.
All right. See, now, if you're cool like me, and you got pool front access, and you're hot in your suit in the summertime, ah, no worries. You jump right on into the pool. Let's come on. Oh, yeah. Look how much fun I'm having. Have a splash fight, maybe? A little splash fight. You're staying cool. Staying cool in the summertime in the pool. You're cool in the pool. Safety first, just in case you went down. Let's say a branch or a fucking rogue bird or some shit passed out and knocked your ass out. You fall in this, you can drown in like an inch of water. You can drown in a bowl of soup. You can drown in a bowl of soup. You don't want to fall in here, you gotta float. It'll keep your arms up, it'll keep your head up. Oh man, look at me, I'm all cool in my pool, in my summertime pool. Check me out, you ain't got a cool pool like I do. Oh. What the hell? Oh. Alright, maybe the pool didn't work out for you. Anyway, there's another way to cool down that's water-based. And that's the old pastime in a fire hydrant. Fortunately, I couldn't get a fire hydrant or, you know, the proper permits to actually, you know, blow off a fire hydrant and get myself all soaking wet and cool, cooling down. So the next, another great pastime, which is the sprinkler. Any kind of sprinkler works. One of those little tractor ones that spins around and spits the shit everywhere. The over-back parabola sprinkler or the ratcheting crazy shit. Let's go have a run through the sprinkler. Alright. Ready? Oh. Feeling cool. Feeling cool. My dad's sprinkler, hold on. We gotta go, I broke the sprinkler, we gotta go. I might be in trouble for that sprinkler. Alright, anyway, step five or six, I don't even know what we're on right now. Let's see, what else is there? Staying cool. Ah, when storing your beautiful head, your hands, and your feet. Don't look at them because they're not there. Anyway, when storing your fursuit, there's a couple of major things you got to remember. First of all, never leave your fursuit in a car. Bad idea. You can get arrested. It can get stolen. It might get so hot it might just incinerate itself. I mean, it's a whole ordeal you want to go into. Let's go to some live footage of that.
Oh my God! Somebody left this adorable wolf in the car with the windows closed.
I'm a fox, you asshole! Get out of here! Get up!
Hello, internet people. I'm Jim Bob Billy Bob, and I'm giving you the truth. And believe me, the truth has never been more badder in the history of things that have happened in the past that were bad. It seems our so-called president, the black communist Nazi Jew Muslim Barack Saddam Hussein Obama, has decided to build a terrorist training camp right on top of 9/11. It's true. He wants Ground Zero to be turned into a terror church. I could not make this up. I mean, it's unbelievable. All it's gonna do is tell the terrorists that every time they want a Muslim building with one of them stupid circle roofs, all they need to do is hijack a plane, suicide bomb into an American landmark, start a war and fight for 10 years, fix our election so we vote for a black man, and then make the black man build on the wreckage. It will be that easy. And don't think they won't do it. All you gotta do is look at some Muslim words and you'll see how evil they are. First of all, mosque. sounds a lot like mosquito, don't it? And what do mosquitoes do? They spread disease. Islam is the first part of the word Islamophobia. Now, I asked a library scientist, and apparently phobia means fear. So Islamophobes are Muslims who are trying to cause terror. They're terrorists. Let me think, another Muslim word. Bomb. That one sort of explains itself. I know. Now, bear with me here, because this one takes a bit of explaining. Now, the Muslim version of Jesus, or fake Jesus, was a guy called Gandhi. Now, I don't know about you, but that sounds a little too much like gangrene by my reckoning. Coincidence? I'll let you think about that one. And now I'd like to change the subject and talk about the Two Giffen Show. A couple weeks ago, there was a list of 10 things rednecks won't never say. And number 13 on that list was, you can't feed that to a dog. There's a bunch of stuff I wouldn't never feed to my dogs. Like, my truck. If it were still working, I'd use it. And if it weren't, I'd sell it to the scrapyard and buy another truck. What else? I'd never feed them a French guy. Because, you know, I don't want my dogs to start being French. So that's, two things right there. Another thing on the list was, I don't have a favorite college team. Which is stupid, because I ain't never even been to college. We ain't old Professor Wheelchair, you know. So what I'm trying to say is, don't trust everything you hear. And Muslims are evil. I'm Jimbo Billabob, and you have just listened to The Truth.
Jimbo Billabob was recorded before a live studio audience. Any similarities between Jimbo and persons living or dead are entirely intentional. Please send all Jimbo-related hate mail to Slice of Dog at YouTube or Fur Affinity.
You know, I gotta say, I dig Bucktown Tiger. I've been following him for a while now. That last one was Bucktown Tiger, and as everybody on the channel or the YouTube comments were asking, yes, that was really him doing that song. It was him rapping.
Yep.
A lot of people, they've seen him play the piano, but they don't realize that the guy has albums and albums of some really great rap songs.
Yeah. I'm not a big fan of rap.
I'm not either, but like his stuff.
I like his stuff.
And, we're going to have him in Etheria.
Yeah, he'll be there.
He's going to be doing a live rap performance.
You want to see that? Yep. Be there.
Well, are you okay? I mean,
I'm fine. It happens from time to time. It's not necessarily when I laugh. It's when it's dry and it's not humid as it is in Michigan here.
Yeah.
And it's been happening more and more frequently recently.
Okay.
But so. I'm fine. Don't call whatever police you're going to call, the internet police.
Don't call the police.
I'm fine. Don't call the ambulance. I don't need a thousands of dollar bill.
Well, it's a good thing that they, I don't know if they could actually see it from this angle, but when you pulled that away for a second, it was like,
oh no, it was. Well, I don't know if you saw it, because I laughed and I had my thing and I felt it come on and I look at the thing and I'm like, God damn it.
Where's your bag? You have.
Zoom in. Well, look at me. You can see.
He got brains leaked out all over his shit.
And I pulled it down. I'm like, shit. And I put it back up here and act like I was wiping. And I didn't know if you noticed or not till right before you asked. And then, because you could probably saw the whole napkin sitting there wiping it in different spots. But it's all good. I'm fine. No more blood. We are good.
Well, you know what? If you're good, the next one isn't a laugh thing. We're going to do the next top 10, which is coming up here. And when I found this top 10, I was actually really thinking about the artists out there. There's a lot of really good furry artists.
Mm-hmm.
And I think anybody who appreciates art is going to have to appreciate this next list, because it's the top 10 most awesome sidewalk art. I know that sounds a little bit
okay.
But if you look at these damn things, they're amazing. Number 10 we got here.
See, I've seen some of this stuff before, yeah.
Yeah, and the dude is real. Yeah. But the rest of it's sidewalk art. It's just somebody doing it on the sidewalk. That's pretty cool. Number 9 we got. 9. No. Is 9 not working? Do we have... Oh, there we go. There's 9. Yeah, that one's...
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's... I mean, when you look at it in a picture, it looks actually kind of real. What about... what do we got for 8? Hey!
That's neat.
Beer. Yeah, that's just creepy almost. I like it as beer, too. I don't know where this is, but... Yeah, I mean, perspective down and everything. And what we got? 7, number 7. That's some biblical-looking shit there. I mean, it's fucking demons coming up from hell and shit.
You know what? They should have put a kid on there laying and screaming.
Yeah, I agree. What about number 6?
I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that one.
I see the dude. That's a real dude. He's, like, holding on to what looks like a rope.
Yeah.
That's just awesome. But number 5. Now, see that?
I like that.
That doesn't even look like... that doesn't look like art. That looks like there's somebody put a big fucking Coke bottle.
Right.
That's just amazing. I mean, they even put the little, the shadow of it underneath it, so it looked... That's just freaking awesome. What about 4? Yeah. Water rafting down the street. Sidewalk art is kind of awesome.
Oh, did I tell you? With that, that reminds me. We're going up to go river rafting with Agent Elrond.
Oh, really?
Next year. But I told her we're doing the roughest one.
Who?
Me, you.
Oh, you had volunteered me in that, did you?
We're doing the roughest one she can find.
Oh, Lord.
And we're going to get a waterproof camera
and
videotape it all.
We're going to die. You just killed us. You just killed us dead.
We're going whitewater rafting on the roughest one in California, northern.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
We'll die on camera for the home audience. They'll like that. We'll be in our own Gore News. This week on the Gore News, brains. That's all we'll be able to do because we'll be dead. What's number 3? Now that is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
He just painted out the sidewalk and made an entirely new landscape going down like a building with crowd and everything.
I can't draw with a damn.
Well, that's like genius shit. What about number 2? That, the reflection.
Yeah.
Everything that they're standing on is art. That's just awesome. And finally, number 1 on the list. Was there ever a sidewalk there? Well, it just doesn't look like there was ever even a sidewalk. That's just absolutely amazing.
Sorry, I have to actually move.
There's a camera in front of the TV, so I'm gonna have to move that over there so we can both see it. But yeah,
we've lost our hats.
We've lost our hats. It's too hot.
It's too hot.
Yeah. But Bonnie, I understand you may have another set of holidays for our upcoming week. Is this a fact?
Yeah, it is. Hello, and my shit's falling down. Huh. Must be all that lack of Jack.
Lack of Jack.
Lack of Jack.
All right. This is going to be 2 special weeks because we're going into September. First week is Minority Enterprise Development Week.
Well, develop an enterprise, Jimbo.
Yeah,
I'm gonna try.
We all need to be aware of all of the minorities that are out there developing their business by shoplifting and stealing my car.
Do own a business.
Are gay people considered a minority?
No.
I think we are.
I don't think officially we are.
No.
Even though we are, we're not officially considered. What's the other week?
The other week is actually going to start in the middle of the week. It's September. It's Shameless Promotion Month.
Oh!
We can do that. That's easy.
I love shit.
Did I tell you about my 9.5-inch dick?
No. Why don't you tell me?
Go to my9.5inchdick.com and read all about it.
Really?
Pictures and everything.
Okay, I will definitely have to go there.
Yeah. Well, wait, I'm in the wrong week.
Oh.
We gotta wait for the week.
Oh, you gotta wait for the week.
Celebrate early, yeah. All right. Today is it's a stoner holiday. Race your mouse around your icons day.
What?
How much pot do you have to smoke for that?
I guess there was nothing better.
No, there wasn't.
Man.
Really.
Someone should make a game.
Yeah. It just captures your screen and makes a race track around your icons.
That would be kind of...
Yeah.
And you could get... You could do it with, like, other people. You get in LAN and you put the most elaborate desktop you have. And you just... Everybody gets in.
Yes, multiplayer.
Multiplayer.
That works.
Dude.
Well, August has really been shit for holidays, so I apologize for the last few. The 29th. I had to come up with this one on my own. Apologies, but I want to see this happen. It's going to be a National Design Your Own FA Icon Day.
Hey, in the absence of any other holiday, I think Vaughn has the right to make one up.
Yes, I agree.
I agree.
And that's a good one.
Design
I like that one.
Design your own FA.
Design my FA Icon Day. Actually, no, I've already... Zambuca. I've already got one. It's from Zambuca.
I don't have a Zambuca, so y'all suck.
I'll have one up.
Yep.
I will put one up of something that I did, which you probably won't know what it is.
I will do the same. My FA account is Toast Rabbit or Toast the Rabbit. I can't remember. No, it's Toast Rabbit. Yeah. I don't care if you can't draw, man. MS Paint. Make it your bitch.
All right.
Moving on.
Yay, White Queen for Bunny. That was the first Bunny White Queen.
Yes. All right. The 30th is National Toasted Marshmallow Day.
Hey, I can get behind that.
I can,
like,
too.
Toasted marshmallow.
I love toasted marshmallows.
I love marshmallow. I don't like the toasted.
I love them. How about you, Bun?
I like it, but I have to hold back. One of our cousins, you know, the breakfast bunnies, is named Marshmallow Mouse.
Okay.
Third degree burns last year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right. Let me see. Tuesday, the 31st. This makes me sick. National Love a Lawyer Day.
No.
Oh,
I refuse.
Yes.
Oh,
because
something...
they're going to get me out of some shit that I know I'm going to do.
Well,
something
then don't do it, stupid.
I know that I'm going to do it.
I love a lawyer in advance because I'm going to murder some bitch.
Well, they say go up and hug a lawyer, show your appreciation.
You can't just walk up on the street and hug some lawyer stranger. He'll sue you.
He's right.
Sue. Buddha sue.
Buddha sue.
Zimbuka Buddha sue.
Zimbuka Buddha sue.
All right. New page. All right. Let's see. The first, which is going to be Wednesday, is going to be National Phone Operators Day. Call them up. Say hello. Say thank you. Even though we don't use them anymore. You worthless hag, get off my phone.
Just dial up zero and say, hey.
How are you?
We remember you.
What are you wearing?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't want to hear that. All right, Thursday the 2nd. Now, this is one of my favorites. It's going to be National Beheading Day.
Oh, I can do that. I can get behind that one.
That's just because...
That's what you need a lawyer for, ain't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I knew it.
And Friday, September 3rd, is going to be National Hug a Skyscraper Day.
What?
I guess we're going to L.A.
I guess we're going into L.A.
I want some pictures.
Yeah.
Send them to chew@ranchinggriffin.com.
I'll hug a skyscraper in Berlin.
You do it in Berlin.
I'll hug a skyscraper in Berlin.
Can I see the picture?
Yep, awesome picture. You hug a skyscraper in Canada, wherever you're going.
Oh, yeah. If you're in Burlington or Hamilton area in Canada, I will be in Canada next weekend visiting a couple of friends and my current person I'm dating.
Yeah.
So if you're in the Hamilton or Burlington area, send me an email, jfoxcoon@gmail.com, and we'll have to hang out.
Bun, is that all the holidays?
That's it. That's all right. I got. Short week.
We want to start a new little thing here, and I want to try and do this every week. Depends on how much we get. But over the years, you know, that Two Cents has been a radio show. It's now video. You can see us doing this, by the way. If you're listening to this file online and you get the sense that you're missing something, you are, because this is a video show now.
Yes.
It's a TV show. And now we can do things like this. And if you're just listening to the file,
you
have no idea what we're doing. But
because it's now, over the years that it's been a radio show, we've gotten so much great fan art, and we continue to get some really great fan art, and I figured the least we can do is when we get a good piece of fan art to show that.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's somebody, even if it's a stick figure, at least somebody put an effort towards it. So yeah. I want to kind of do sort of a little tribute every week to the new fan art that we get.
And I think that's cool.
Yeah, and I think we got the file back there. Go ahead and cue that up for us, bud.
I remember that.
On a steamroller. That's a comic. You can't read it from here, but... That's what happened, let's go.
That's a new one.
Yeah, I... Great veins. Yeah, there we go. Give me pets. That's you. Yeah.
Release the bees.
Release the bees.
Aim the bees.
I don't care. Because that picture is so hot. I love it. I love it when somebody draws me that's hot enough to make me attracted to myself. That's why I have mirrors all over my room. Yeah.
He does.
But I will have to say, as hot as... I am. As hot as I am. Sometimes people draw a picture like that that makes me even hotter than this. And I love it when they do that. Just thank you for all the people who've sent in fan art.
Yes.
And, yeah, if you send in fan art, well, at least we can do is put it on the show. We'll put it on the show. And more White Queens, too. And moving on. Any more White Queens? Okay. Dear... Two letters! Just get you letters. First letter we don't have a graphic for because it, okay, to be kind of honest, it kind of got sent in, then I traveled, then I lost it, then we found it, then it got put, then it's stuff, and you know, I think you should read this.
Okay.
Because it came to you, so.
Dear Jibba, I love video games, the technology, and gadgets as much as any bloke, but I am consistently finding myself utterly fascinated and baffled by people who invest themselves so heavily into what I call tech wars. The most common of which I find to be the console wars versus the various debates over Mac versus PC. That they very nearly become the definition of fanatical and almost even violent in their convictions. I certainly understand this is perfectly natural and healthy for ones to have. Opinions and preferences when it comes to certain things, but my question is regarding the strength of devotion and loyalty people seem to have for those companies. It is very nearly a war in the sense that sides are chosen and lines are drawn, and people scoff at you and question your sanity for belonging to the opposition. I belong to a more of a live and let live sort of ideology. I just love technology in general, and I think all these companies have something to bring to the table. But I would like to know your thoughts on devotion that people have for these technology companies who are laughing all the way to the bank with our money. Why such favor? Why choose sides? And why be so abrasive to the competitors? By Mystery Money.
Yeah. I can say, well, what are your thoughts on it? I mean, you read it. You go first.
Well, with this, I have to agree. I don't see... I mean, consoles are better. But I have to agree, why choose sides?
You know, and as to the fact, you know, why are they, you know, running off to the money with our bank, you know, some of them are running off to the bank with more money than others because, you know, the PC systems, you know, just rock far more, of course, than, you know, any console ever will. So, you know, they kind of deserve the money that they're getting for that because, you know...
Well, yeah, they like to run to the bank. I mean, look at Xbox, they kind of shout it over the PCs for the past year. But not splitting hairs here.
Yeah, that's just, you know, what they... You know, that's what they say. Still, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, PCs are... You know, why the big battle? Well, because one of them is just better than the other one, and... You know, that is a PC. A PC is just, you know, this. That's how you do it. It's right here. This is how you do it. See, that's Satan. This is the way you do it.
That's
so much more natural.
It's so much more.
The way of God.
How is that natural?
It's natural.
How is this natural?
This is more natural than this.
There is no natural about it.
Yes, there is.
There's no natural either way. But on a real note, I don't understand why PCs are pieces of shit compared to the console, but everybody makes money and we all like it.
Yeah.
And I feel the same way. We don't need to...
You know, when it comes down to it, I love having the PC, Mac, PC console battles because they're just fun.
Right.
But in the end, you know, if I'm going to be real about it, then my question is, are you having fun?
Right, exactly.
If the answer is yes...
It doesn't matter.
That is the whole point.
I can't do that otherwise with a third.
Oh, you just start doing that.
I got hit move too.
Yeah, that's... Sorry, you white queened me, sorry. Yeah.
Console.
Hey! You just violated the white queen.
I think this particular war...
You violated the white queen. Jibba violated the white queen, Elrond. Elrond, Jibba just violated the white queen. Just to let you know.
Don't listen to this bird here. He's stupid. He plays on a PC.
Most of our viewers play on a PC.
You'd be surprised how many damn messages I get every day on Xbox Live.
No, I wouldn't actually. I'm in fact glad.
Maxed out my buddy list like four times. I'm deleting people left and right. People still sending shit.
Same thing with me actually. On Steam, I was like, people were sending me invites. Great, invite, accept, and then finally said, your shit is full. I'm like, no.
So no.
So I had to go and delete people that hadn't been on in 300 days and shit. Now it's full again. So if you send an invite and I hadn't accepted it, it's not my. It won't let me have it.
Right. If you send an invite and it says Jibba's list is full, I'm sorry. Yeah. Send me a message and I'll delete somebody, but let me know.
Let's see. Our next letter is from Spectre from Australia. It says, Dear Two, this week for Australia, our federal election to elect the new prime minister. Naturally, major political issues got serious attention at this time, and one of the biggest ones is illegal immigration. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but for us down here, illegal immigration is an even bigger problem for us than it probably is for you in the United States. Unlike your... I've got this one. Unlike yourselves, where you just have a major hotspot for illegal immigration in the form of the U.S.-Mexico border, we are surrounded on all sides by three oceans and four seas. Boatloads of illegal immigrants come here every day from ISA, the Middle East, and Africa. So I ask you this, too. If you were the next Australian Prime Minister, what would you do to stop it from happening? Yours, Spectre from Australia. I know Jibba. Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. Jibba, go. Just go.
You are surrounded by fucking water. Blow the boats up. It's that simple. Take out a bomb and blow the shit out the water if you don't want immigration. They come in there illegally anyway.
That's shit. Right.
Blow them up.
You know, strangely enough, and I've had a lot of questions about this, for those out there who may be from other countries who's like, well, you know, I know it's a big issue in the United States, but why is it so big? We have illegal immigration, too. Let me explain something to some of you guys out there, perhaps even the United States, who didn't know this, because I did my research on this. Your Spectre's from Australia. Australia has 22.5 million people. The number of illegal immigrants, not just immigrants, the number of illegal immigrants living in the United States is 23 million. There are more illegal people who have criminally crossed the border living in our country than there are just people in Australia. Every man, woman, and child down there could be replaced with an illegal immigrant we have up here.
Why don't we just do that?
Actually, there are, and do you know how many of those 23 million people, do you know how many of them aren't Mexicans? 400,000. Drop in the bucket compared to the rest of it. Now, people ask why we're picking on Mexico. Doi. It's because that's where they're all coming from. And honestly, to our Mexican friends down here, because I know that we have some, I gotta just give a shout out to them, because the Mexicans down there, that they get pissed off at these at the immigrants who come over here too, because for every illegal immigrant that comes over from Mexico, it makes it harder
for them
to get over here legally.
Yep.
And that just bones them over, bones us over, bones everybody over.
Yep.
But the fact is that there are 172 countries on this planet that have smaller populations than the number of just illegal immigrants that are in our country. So, no, you don't have a worse problem. A few, you know, people from Thailand floating across the ocean on a fucking car door is not going to amount to what we have up here. Now, as to your question, what would I do? Well, the only answer I have for that is something. And the reason I say that is because up over here, the federal government says, okay, it's illegal to cross the border. Well, people are crossing the border. What are you going to do?
We can't really just go and shoot every single one of them that come across the border.
I know, but they're not doing a whole lot.
Right. Well, no, that's the thing. I would love to see them shoot everybody who runs across
the border. Put a minefield, something.
But we can't do that.
No, we can't.
So, I mean, there's really nothing that we can do but round them up and send them back, and they come back over and we send them back, and that's wasting more money.
Yeah. Yeah, the only people who who've actually been doing something where the federal government didn't, you know, kind of drop the ball is Arizona.
Yeah.
So.
And y'all over there, drown them. Toss them in the ocean. You got all that talk. Let the coral reefs eat them.
Next letter. We got to blow through a few letters quick here.
Let's do it.
Dear two, next one's from Narada. Back in 2004, I suffered from a spectacular mental collapse. I discovered two sins at the same time, which worked remarkably well as a kind of a weekly comedic therapy. I recently started showing my art and costuming pieces to people online, and suddenly I've developed an honest-to-God fan base. My question to you, since it's probably your fault, is how do you deal with it? The gushing insistence that I'm an inspiration and a role model, I just don't know how to respond to that. How can I let my fans know I appreciate their sentiments without sounding either like an arrogant ass or falsely modest? Thanks, as always, for the award-winning entertainment. That's right. Award-winning entertainment.
You know what? I have a little kind of award here.
What do you have?
I am a gear-holding gay man.
That's right. Right there on the table, right?
Well, we got it, because they can see that.
Okay, yeah, hang it up there. Well, you know, in interest of saving time, I'd like to go more into this, but, you know, as somebody who's actually had experience with that, sometimes the best thing you can do is just say thank you.
Yeah. Yep.
Just say thank you. Yep. I mean, if somebody says you were an inspiration, that wasn't up to you. You inspired somebody else to do something. They're thanking you for it. Just say, you know what? You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome for, you know, I'm glad that you got inspiration.
Right.
That's all you need to say.
And usually sometimes what I say is, I'm glad that I was able to be that for you.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I was able to be that for you. It's not like I'm going anywhere, but
yeah.
Thank you for letting me know.
Yeah, that's it. You don't have to do much else than that. Just be gracious about it. Next one's from Zane Germain from Michigan. Dear two, I'd like to congratulate you on your jump to video. Everything looks fantastic and bitchin'. Also, congrats on getting a show at the Comedy Store. Thank you very much. No one deserves it more than you. I have a few quick questions for you. Where the hell is Toast in relation to you guys? After seeing the studio through the Jibicam, I'm at a loss for which tripod he could be coiled up behind. Lastly, Halfpenny. Thank you. I just wanted to hear how you pronounced Halfpenny. I've heard it spoken a couple of times in many ways, and I'd love a ruling from your face. With loves and puzzles, from Zane Germain. I've never said the word Halfpenny in my life, so that's a British word, so I don't know if I'm saying it right or not. I'm a terrible, terrible guy on that. But as for where Toast is, watch this. Okay, Toast, go to your camera. Okay, this is Toast.
Hi!
And this is where
Toast is. Yeah, I'm that close to these guys.
So
pity me.
Bandana!
Yeah. So that's your answer to that question.
So it's not too far. We could throw some and hit them from here.
We could. That'd be kind of talented. Next letter. is from Tyrone Biggums. Yep.
Are you black?
I don't know if he is or not. Dear Two, I have noticed many of your fans write in stressed and depressed. Do you know what really takes the edge off in my personal experience? Crack cocaine. Why, after a hard day's work selling crack cocaine at the intersection of Winnipole and Maple Street, there's nothing I like to do better than take the edge off with more than a few hits of crack cocaine. And it's so affordable, too. Why, there are even alternate payment programs at most crack cocaine outlets, where a blowjob is considered as good as cash. I'm just saying, your fans should try crack cocaine. Sincerely, Tyrone Biggums, street level pharmaceutical. Sorry, I got to get this right. Street level pharmaceutical sales representative. You know, it's times like these that I really appreciate our fans writing in, making suggestions for the whole audience, and trying to, you know, give back a little bit, and suggesting, you know, helping out. Thank you. I suggest, you know, this may be a...
What? Well, over your crack cocaine outlet. Crack cocaine outlet.
It's true. I'm sure that what this guy's saying is completely and totally true.
Crack is whack.
No, don't say that.
Well, who would... Whitney said it. Whitney Houston.
That's right.
Crack is whack.
Dear... Oh, the next one is from Drorwin. I hope I pronounced that right. Dear Two, I saw your show at Rocky Mountain FurCon, and I would just like to say thank you. I have been waiting since March to see you live there, and you made it worth the wait. Sorry, you made the wait worth it. You made my month. Thank you, from Drorwin in Colorado. You know, you're very welcome for the show. I had a lot of fun at that convention. It was great performing for you guys. It was a great audience. And I'm actually already talking with the organizers about going back next year. So you guys might be able to see me again there next year.
I might be there.
I hope you'll be there. It's actually,
I'm going to try.
It was really good. They treated me nice. They got, shit, the guests of honor got a stretch limo that was made out of an SUV.
Oh, the ones,
now,
the big ones, yeah.
That was one thing. But it had booze in the bag.
Oh.
And when they got in, they said, the guy said, well, we can go this way and get there quicker. And they said, no, take us through rush hour. 45 minutes in the back of this really nice thing, just booze chilling out, you know.
Yeah.
And it was just, that was amazing. It was fucking awesome.
Damn.
Oh, man, you'll get to go. Somewhere.
I'm probably going to go. Next year, I'll have money to start going to conventions more stuff. We'll be good.
Yeah. Dear Two and Jibba, this one's from Angel Queen of Chaos, by the way. I was wondering, and hopefully this will be read on your show, do you guys believe that there's more than one God? I think so. There are a lot of religions out there, so it's logical. If it isn't logical or makes no sense at all, feel free to bitch me for being a dumbass further. From Angel Queen of Chaos from Texas. I'm probably not the person. I don't have belief in any God, but I figure if there is one God, I don't see any reason there couldn't be two gods or four gods or 1,200 gods. If there's one, why couldn't there be
right.
a whole bunch of them? I don't know. I don't see anything that would stop it from. But you're more faith than me. So what do you think?
Well, you know how I feel, and we've talked about it on the show before.
Yeah.
I believe that something started the whole thing, and that we're going to finish it. But I can't say if there's one or two or more. I can't say that, and I can acknowledge that, and a lot of people can't. Nasty bitch. Can't drink on show. You cannot drink
on the season show.
No.
I don't want to drink anymore.
I don't.
Somebody help me.
I don't believe that there's. I don't, it's hard for me to say that. I don't think that there's more than one, but I will not throw out the possibility
that there could be. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Next letter is from an anonymous.
Uh-oh.
Dear Two, my boyfriend and I have been together for about 10 months now. And
drop him.
Hey, this is a letter first. And I'm happier than I've ever been. Even though I'm 19, he's the first person I've ever dated. I want to dedicate myself to him as I love him so much. And we share so many similarities and interests. Most people I tell about my relationship are naturally happy for me, but I've had a few people who have told me they think I'm too young to dedicate myself to someone and that I need to more dating and sex experience before I think about settling down. My question is why? Why should I give up the happiness I have now just to go out and get more experience fucking? I know that most people my age, particularly gay males like myself, think they need to go around and screw everything that's willing, but That kind of promiscuity has never appealed to me. I'm very much about stability, and all I've ever wanted in life was to be with someone who will always love and be with me. Rarity for people who my age and who are my age in the gay community, I'm sure, but I think a lot more should go into sex than just empty pleasure. You can read it on the screen. Yeah, I'd love to. Sorry, I goofed that up. Sorry, I'd love to know your thoughts on my situation. Any opinion would be appreciated from Anonymous. You know, all I have to say about that, I got to have a gay moment. You go, girl.
Yeah.
You go. Yeah, I mean, you're going to make, you know, the actual relationship, the emotions more a part of your relationship than fucking. You're not doing anything wrong. I think maybe the reason people are saying that you're too young to dedicate yourself to someone, and you will find this out eventually, is that, yeah, you got your interests right now, but your interests are going to change. In fact, your interests are going to change quickly. Over the next...
And over and over and over.
And over. For the next 5 or so years. And by the time you get to the end of that, you may find that your interest and his interest don't match so much anymore. I think maybe that's why people are, you know, forget the having sex part. That may be something that happens. But, you know, until it does, enjoy your relationship.
Go for it. You got it? I mean, it's hard to find somebody who you can safely say, We like this, this, and this. I love you. Sex is a part of it. Yes, sex is a part of any relationship.
Yeah.
But if you can have more than that and still like to look at the person the next day,
yeah,
why not stay with them?
Yeah.
These people, they're either jealous.
That could be. They're jealous or...
They're trying to keep you from...
They're jealous or they don't understand because their relationships are based on fucking.
Right.
Where yours, they don't get you because they don't understand there's an emotional level to it as well because they probably never had it yet.
Right.
So, you know what? You do what you're doing. Do what you're doing because, personally, I think you're doing it right.
You have the backing of the two things.
Yep. Yeah, I think you're doing it right. I do.
I do too.
If he puts on a tank top and beats you, that's not our fault.
X.
Okay, we got about 5 more minutes, so we can read one more letter, unfortunately. Dear to Jibba and Toast, this is from Azurus J. Nova. First off, I travel from social anxiety to a fair degree. If I feel I'm not making a positive impression with those around me, I tuck tail and move off to somewhere else. I understand that it's just a social awkwardness, but I cannot help but feel down on myself about it. Any tips that can help me out? Yeah. Farewell from the soldering iron welding fluffy dragon, Azurus J. Nova. You know, it's always been amazing to me, furries of all people. I will see the most unassuming, shy, socially awkward furry sitting in a corner, not knowing what to say to people, and he'll put on a fursuit and jump in the middle of a bunch of people and be the life of the goddamn party. Yep. Now, you can't tell me that if you can do that in a fursuit, you can't do it with your life. I know you can. All you have to do, try this. Try it, if it makes sense. Go, you know, without the fursuit. Try it without the fursuit. Make a character and play that character. And you know what? Your character is someone who does not feel socially awkward around people. He's somebody who's the life of the party. He's somebody who can go out, talk to anyone without feeling anxiety. Play that character, and you'll eventually realize that if you're doing that, that character is you.
Mm-hmm.
Just try to play it as a character. Do what that character would do in that situation, and keep it going. Eventually, you'll come to the conclusion, wait, this is coming from me.
Right.
This is who I am.
It's coming out of me.
Give it a try. You got any thoughts?
You hit it right on the nail for me. I mean, when people say that they're shy and stuff like that, and I'll sit in the corner, and to me, it's like, I don't understand it. I like to pull, like, if I see somebody at a convention sitting in the corner by themselves, I generally go and say something.
I'll go talk to them usually.
And they will, and most of the time, they will open up like that and then talk to you.
Yeah.
And if that's not part of a shy person. If you can do that when someone talks to you, just get up and do it automatically.
Yeah.
Just like he said with the fursuit. If you can do it in the fursuit, why not do it out of the fursuit?
Yeah.
If you get up and play a character, do it outside the fursuit.
Yeah. Just make it out of yourself. Just do it without the... You know, jump in. Be that, you know, create that character and be that person. That's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it. That's we do it all the time.
I do it. I'm doing it right now.
Yeah.
I would never be able to get on the show in front of a live audience of a ton of people if I wasn't playing a character right now. I'd be in the corner over there whimpering and afraid of this black man. So, you know. Well, folks, apologies to Jeff Supernova, Jeeves the Roo, and Cosme, I believe it is. We have your letters on file. We were going to read them, but unfortunately, we don't have time. And at this point, we're going to have to take off. There will be, again, remember, there will be no show next week because we're going to be both of us out of the country.
Out of the country.
So, I can't even send anything by my droid.
I could, but it'd cost me money.
Yeah, so, no. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in tonight. We always appreciate you guys tuning in.
Sorry about the both of us.
A little slow, a little sick tonight, so there wasn't as much boom.
But hey.
But there was a little bit of boom.
We had a good old little incident, but
So be good with that. Thank you to everybody involved. Thank you to Varmint Coyote for, again, eternally, for your donation to the studio, to Timothy Albee Animation for his underwriting. He basically gave us all the equipment we're using. Well, at least the stuff that we're using to bring this to you live. And thank you to all the artists that draw, the people that write in. You guys are amazing. Thank you very much for that. Thank you to Tugrick for hosting my site.
Thank you to Elron for putting up the
Thank you to Elron for the cover every
and
week.
The gear.
Thank you to Elron for sacrificing one of your personal gears.
That's just nasty.
We need to have blood on this. We need to paint blood all over it, dripping and shit. Yeah, just make him laugh. Make him laugh and blood drip all over. So we're going to scoot off for now. See you in 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And we should hopefully have some interesting stories by the time we get back. And as for now, are you going to pop on the channel after the show?
Maybe.
I might as well. So.
We'll see you.
We will see you guys next week. And. Yes.
That day.
Zambuka Buddha suit.
Wait, Zambuka Buddha suit.